This is Chairman Nathan Wakefield calling the meeting to order at 7:36 p.m. Eastern Time. Moving to a roll call, Nathan Wakefield, I am present. Louis Saradek.
Present.
Warren Hammond. Warren is absent. Bob Newman.
Present.
Noel Yee.
Present.
Marvin Ong. Marvin is not here. He's absent. Shavela Schwab.
Here, present.
Present, good. Mike Sullivan.
Here.
Thank you, Mike. Afton Benson. She emailed me. She's going to be absent this evening. Aaron Stevens. Aaron did not make it. Martin Frost. Not here. Jim Maxwell.
Present.
Jim is here. Is there anyone in the meeting that I did not mention already? Very well. Moving on to approval of the agenda. Would someone like to make a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
This is Louie. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Louie. Do we have a second?
I'll second. It should be left.
I heard it should be left. I don't know who came first, but her voice overpowered, so we'll go with her for the second. All right, do we have any discussion on tonight's agenda? Moving straight to a vote, does anybody oppose the approval of tonight's agenda? Any abstentions? Tonight's agenda is approved. Moving on to approval of... Would someone like to make a motion to approve last month's board business meeting minutes from August 24th, 2015?
I will.
I believe that was Bob. Thank you, Bob. Would someone like to second?
This is Louie. I'll second.
Thank you, Louie. Any discussion? Go to a vote. Does anybody oppose the approval of last month's minutes? Would anyone like to abstain? Minutes are approved. Moving on to reports. We start out with the financial report from Afton Benson. She was not able to make it tonight, but she was kind enough to send me this report this afternoon. Now, like I said, I just got this afternoon, so I was just able to attach it to the agenda, but I feel that there's some really, it's a little long, but I feel that there's some really important stuff in this. So I'd like everyone to take just a couple minutes pause and read through this because there's some important issues in here. So go ahead and read that now. Just let me know when you've completed reading it to your satisfaction.
I'm done.
Thank you.
Done.
Thank you.
Bob is finished.
Is anyone else still reading or would like us to continue to pause before we move to discuss?
Shavela's done.
Thank you, Shavela. That being the case, I would like to propose we go into a discussion on that. Unfortunately, I just have everything. we've had in possibly ever. So that's definitely it that we need to very lean in.
Guys, is it just me or Nathan? You're cutting out a lot.
Okay. I hear that.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, yes.
This is Jim. I've noticed the cutting out for as long as I've been on the call.
Yeah, it's cutting out a lot.
Buddy.
You're still breaking up real bad.
Yeah, I think we lost you, Nathan.
Yep, no, I'm still here. I'm not here. I hear everybody else really well, just not you, Nathan.
Well, we may have lost it.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Sorry about that, guys. My computer is messing up. I transferred to my cellular phone. Hopefully this will be a better device to receive. Is anyone else cutting out?
No, you're our problem child.
Oh, no. I feel terrible. Well, let me apologize for that, everybody. But I resolved the issue. Now let's move on to the report. So basically, as I was kind of thing. There's still a few things being worked out, unfortunately. It had been a hope to have everything as finalized and approved by the September board meeting, but it looks like between the money transfers and a few costs that are still being identified, as well as a few recoups with some of the talent, that the numbers are not completely in the books, but nonetheless, the ballpark figure that comes to mind is very, very much a substantial loss, which is unfortunate and probably one of, if not one of the most substantial losses we've ever had at a festival. So at the very least, I think we're going to have to do some digging and find out exactly why this is. Beyond that, does anybody have any comments?
This is Bob. I'd really like to see a breakdown of this, because that's pretty incredible. You could lose $17,000 and I mean, I wasn't there, but it was not, you know, a lot. We didn't splash a lot of money around. You know, we didn't have banquets. We didn't have ice cream parties. We didn't have a lot of things that we paid for in the past. So, yeah, it's incredible we could lose that much.
I'm especially troubled given the fact that we had several grants come in. I don't understand exactly how this could transpire this way. I mean, again, I should again mention that the numbers are coming in as possible. We might have a few, you know, reimbursements come in and a few revenues trickle in that can kind of offset this. Maybe quite a bit, but probably not. But nonetheless,
I wonder how much of this is due to the haircut that we took repatriating the money. We lost between 25% and 35% bringing those Canadian dollars back to the U.S.
What was that from, Mike? Was that just
That's the exchange rate.
The exchange rate? Okay.
Yeah, $1 in Canada is only worth 64 cents in the U.S. right now.
Okay, so your theory is that a large chunk of this would have been primarily due to the exchange rate?
I'm not an accountant or financial expert, but, you know, we charge things in Canadian dollars and then brought them back to the States, and we immediately lost 30% to 35%, depending on when the exchanges were made.
Mm-hmm.
But that should have been figured in. I mean, you know, it's still
lost.
I mean, I'm still kind of puzzled because, you know, we didn't rent a big, you know, stadium or track for the joggling. I mean, there are so many things we didn't spend money on. I really want to see where we spent this because, you know, I've looked at these things for years, and I've, you know, that's a lot of money. You know, I just, you know, I mean, I'm not sure if we just paid too much rent. You know, it could be very simple. We didn't have the turnout we thought, and it was just expensive where we count too many people or something. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, even with the exchange rate, I mean, that should have been adjusted for beforehand. You know, if something cost a dollar, you know, up there, and it's, you know, a lot less here, then we should have charged more. But, I mean, even that, I mean, I don't know how much money we spent, but it's alarming.
Indeed.
This is Jim. I just have a question about the performer's overpayment, and
yes.
Is there a cautionary tale here for me? I don't know the details of the overpayment or how that happened, but I just want to make sure I understand it so I know not to repeat it.
Absolutely, Jim. That's a very good question. Generally speaking, I would say no, you don't have anything to worry about. What happened here is when we were calculating the exchange rate, this was on our side, not on Turbo's side, I will concede that. Basically, there was a, when we were calculating the exchange rate, instead of dividing or whatever, we multiplied or vice versa, so we ended up with an overpayment through the exchange. The only thing I would recommend is make sure you have contracts with all the performers early on and have those documented, because Vero, I guess, a few performers didn't have that, and we went to recoup some of the costs. Like Afton pointed out, a lot of the performers were confused. So make sure you have contracts signed by all performers with all finances outlined.
Yeah, I had touched base with Afton about 6 weeks ago, and she had brought that up as well as a couple of other things that, you know, might make the reporting side go easier for her. And so I think we're on the same page there in terms of how we want to do things this year.
Excellent. Good to hear, Jim. So I think right now the plan, at least in my view, is to try to get everything squared away with Turbo, have them transfer the final money here, see if there's any final revenues, see if we can recoup as much as we can from the overpaid performers. It looks like at least one of them is going to have to be a wash due to questionable contracts, and then hopefully get the final numbers, and I really want Vero, before she receives her final installment, to give us not just a post-festival report, but really outline specifically what went on in terms of the loss. And that's kind of my view. What does everyone else think?
This is Noel. I think a meeting with the board and Vero probably is necessary for us to really feel a little bit more at ease as to whether or not it lost money or, you know, what the outcome is. In addition, I'd also kind of suggest notifying Turbo, I don't know, the Turbo board via about our loss. And just, I don't know, I'm not saying we should ask them for money, but seems to me that maybe I don't know. There could be a way there to negotiate something. I don't know. That's right.
Yeah, another thing that's kind of drawing out this payment process is it's kind of confusing. Some of the grants were made through Turbo. So Turbo is receiving the grants, but they're not part of the festival, and it kind of makes the finances a little difficult to account for. And I also received a message from Vero saying they're still waiting on one of the city grants to come through, and here we are 2 months after the festival, which is very strange to me. So I really feel that we need more of an explanation here.
This is Bob. We are expecting her to have a very, you know, detailed expense report, isn't she? Some income report? I mean,
essentially.
I mean, I can't think of there any money until she comes up with something that's acceptable. We've In Portland, we ran into the same problem where somebody didn't, you know, turn in a report and they let them get away with it. But, I mean, I'm all against it. We just don't give them money until we get a report that's satisfactory and not some made-up thing, you know, where she just gets tired and, well, I'll put it here. You know, it's got to make sense, you know.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Bob. And, you know, I've mentioned that very thing to her. She wanted her final installment, which, you know, I can understand the work's done, but, you know, we can't do that. And further, it is in the contract, just like you said. So, you know,
I could understand if we make a profit that she would just say, hey, made the money. So,
she's
got to explain why there's a loss. I mean, this is up to her. She's
the
director. You know, so if she doesn't like it, too bad. You know, I mean, you know, we don't like taking that kind of loss.
Yeah, so would you guys be comfortable if I can get Veronique on here, assuming we get this resolved in the next few weeks, if I could get her here to come to the next board meeting in October to submit a report and then go over that then, or do you want to have a separate meeting altogether? What do you guys prefer?
Well, I want to have time to go over the report before a meeting. I don't want to just...
Well, I guess what I'm saying is, assuming the expenses come in the next few weeks and get finalized, I'll have her give us the report. We can read that, then I'll attach it to the agenda as well, and then we could have her on the call to discuss it, hopefully.
This is Jim, and just as, you know, not a board member, but somebody who is attending these meetings, I feel like this should be a meeting strictly between the board and Veronique. I feel like putting it on the agenda of a regular board meeting is a little questionable, but that's just my opinion.
Okay. What do you guys think? Does that ring true to you guys?
Yeah, I don't mind having it separate, but it might be good to do it either before or after a regular board meeting just because that's when everybody's around in a way already. It might be hard to schedule it at a different time, but I'm not opposed to that.
Okay. How about we get the report, and we do attach it to the agenda for a board meeting, as that's customary, but we'll try to come up with a time where we can meet her just as a board and any other officers that would like to just discuss things with her. Obviously, no business will be transacted. It'll just be kind of discussing exactly what happened and what's going on. Does that sound like a good plan?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Sounds good. I do have a question. Did I hear someone correctly in saying that the grant have not all been collected,
wait,
so that may be part of the deficit?
Who's talking?
Shavela, sorry.
Oh, Shavela, sorry. Wasn't sure if that was you. It's strange. I guess we were waiting on two grants, I think. The one was from Cirque du Soleil, which should come in and go to IJA. And then the city grant, which it's really complicated, but basically the Quebec City couldn't give the IJA a grant because we're incorporated in America, so they gave it to Turbo. So Turbo is using the grant to put it on there, but it's going in through Turbo's account, not IJA's account, and it kind of muddles the festival because some finances used for the festival weren't from the festival account, if that makes sense.
Oh, it totally does. Got it.
I find it puzzling that the city of Quebec allegedly has not followed through with one of the grants yet, 2 months after the festival. So I can't comment on that further. I just find it unusual.
This is Bob. I agree with everyone that we should have a separate meeting with her because I think some pointed questions are going to be asked, and at least a couple meetings I've experienced with her, she does not like specific questions that make her uncomfortable, so probably the less people that are involved with that, the better, but I'm sure there are going to be a lot of questions, and she's, you know, better be ready to answer them.
Okay, so how about this? I'll lean on whomever needs to be leaned on to get the final things in here, the final numbers. I'll get a report from Vera, and in that same email I mentioned her that we just, you know, want to speak to her and kind of address a few things, and we can set up a meeting time and go over this, and then at the next board meeting we can just kind of attach a report and discuss what we discussed with her, and that way it's on record or whatever. Does that sound good, or any suggestions beyond that? All right, guys. Well, I don't want to draw this out too further, but I think we have a pretty good plan of action here, so... Next steps, we'll wait until we get the final numbers, then I'll reach out to Vero to schedule a meeting and get the final report. So, sound good, guys?
Yep.
Yep.
I actually just one more thing. Do you guys want her to get the final report to us, the post-special report, before the meeting or after our meeting?
Before.
Before.
Okay. Put that in the notes and we'll make it happen. Cool, guys. Not to bring us down, but moving on, any further discussion on the financial report? Great, guys. Moving on to 2016 FEP report, Mr. Jim Maxwell, what do you got for us, sir?
Yeah, sorry I did not get anything sent in. I've just been crazy busy here, but things are moving along. The first thing I'll report is that UNAMED was in touch with me about funding. She specifically wants to fund a gauntlet as part of the Awesomeness Fund for El Paso. And so we now have a team in place, and they are currently working on not only the details for the gauntlet, but also a funding strategy, because UNAMED would very much like this to be what she really wanted the Awesomeness Fund to be, and that is a one-to-one match on our own fundraising efforts. And so they're looking at things like Indiegogo and things like that to try and get a fundraising campaign. And our thinking is that since people actually know what the gauntlet is, and it's not just left as this vague description of an Awesomeness Fund, that, you know, if they know specifically what they're donating to, they're more likely to donate. So we're hoping that we can generate some buzz that way. They're in the process of gathering a bunch of video and photos from Gauntlets 1 and 2 to help demonstrate that point. But in addition to Indiegogo or GoFundMe or whatever system they decide to use, we'll, of course, try and hit them hard with other social media. And try and raise as much money as possible. The other side of that is that our estimate, this is just a very rough estimate right now for the gauntlet, is going to be more expensive than the previous two simply because of transportation. The first two were built within 100 miles of the festival location and transported about 80, 90 miles. By contrast, this one's got to travel 570 miles from Austin to El Paso.
Ooh.
So that's going to build up the cost of it quite a bit, and I've notified UNAMED of this and asked for her thoughts. I've not yet heard back from her. But again, our goal is to fund at least 50% of it through our own efforts. I'm not sure, you know, if the total cost is $5,000, I'm not sure we will be able to raise $2,500 just because, you know, we only raised $900 for the Awesomeness Fund in Quebec. But again, that was partly due to ambiguity, and I think it was poorly publicized. So hopefully we can do better on both of those fronts. But I do worry about meeting that $2,500, and so we'll see how that turns out. In terms of budget in general, I'm still working on the overall festival budget. I am behind on that, but still working. I've got a pretty good idea of what we did in 2009, which was 2011, which was in, that's not right. 2009 was in Winston-Salem when Mike did it, and in 2012 was in Winston-Salem when Matt Hall did it. So I've got those numbers, and then I've also got some numbers from 2014 in Purdue. I would love to see the final numbers from Quebec whenever those are available, just so I have a point of reference for some of the things and what we have spent. And obviously, if Quebec turns out to be as in the red as it looks like, that can also be informative to me. In that regard, The other thing I wanted to mention is that for the $5,000 that EWE has allotted for us to spend on promoting El Paso, I've worked with Erin Stevens, and she has come up with a budget or a preliminary budget for that. And then she got busy and hasn't returned my calls. I had a couple of questions about that, but generally speaking, that looks pretty good. She, let me see if I can get to that right quick. She basically has, of the 5,000, she has, 400 going into it for getting some good festival branding, with images and graphic design and video. And then she's got 3,000 for social media. And so those are the questions that I have, and exactly, you know, how that social media will be used, and what it will probably yield for us. You know, I understand that most of these are going to be like ads on Facebook and other social media, but I just want to get some clarification on that. And then 900 for print marketing, and 700 for other media such as radio and video creation with royalty-free music. I'd like to go ahead and get this to the board, and I apologize again for not getting it to you sooner. But Erin does have it in our Google Drive. She posted it there, and so it is in the 2016 Fest folder of our Google Drive. So it is there. So I can go ahead and email that to Nate. Should I email that to you, or just email it to the board email?
The marketing budget for the $5,000.
Right. Yeah, it's a pretty simple spreadsheet.
Yeah, I would do it to the board. It's
ij.board@juggle.org.
We did update the email addresses a couple months ago, so as long as it goes to the proper one, that'll be fine.
Yeah, the main thing is that I would like to go ahead and get started on this something, especially in terms of getting our graphics designed and stuff like that. She's actually contacted a couple of people that she knows, we may deviate from this, you know, in minor ways, because like I think we might need to add some room on here for just mailing, mailing some of our materials to regional festivals. I just got a call this week or an email this week asking if we were going to send something to one of the festivals that's coming up. And so, that sort of thing is not yet on here, but I think we can carve out some of this $5,000 for that. But generally speaking, I am in favor of how Aaron's got this carved out, and so I would like to go ahead and get this moving. So I don't know if that actually requires board approval, but I'll share it with you anyway.
Okay. My general feeling, I'll throw this out there, and anyone else can disagree with me or not, but the way I see it, EWE has already earmarked $5,000 for marketing and planning of a festival from this fund, and you're the festival director, so as long as you're keeping us kind of in the know about what you intend to spend it on, I don't think we necessarily need to vote on every aspect of the budget. So I'm okay with you going ahead and proceeding. What does everyone else think?
I agree, Bob.
This is Noel. Ms. Noel, I also agree. I also want to say Erin's house she's on vacation, but also her house has been in turmoil in the past couple weeks as the mess there. So there's been a lot of work between her and the Johnstons, Jeremiah and Jesse, kind of being around for each other, and Kevin Axtell as well. So my guess is if you've had a lack of response, it's from there. But to
Yeah, I didn't mean to imply that she was negligent there, because I have seen on Facebook, what she's going through, and so I even said that in my last email to her, was that I understand, you know, everything that's going on, and so, yeah, thank you for clarifying, Noel. I didn't mean to imply that she was missing in action, but
Oh, but I also was going to say, along with Nathan, I also am totally fine with Jim and Aaron spending this money. Just even as already donated, and clearly from the board perspective, we trust both of them, so it doesn't seem like a big deal. So.
Let's see. Some other things on my list were, as I said, I'm behind on the festival budget, but I'm doing pretty good. We've actually contacted a number of artists to begin the conversation for getting them booked for the show, and I know that we're just waiting on me.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of noise.
Is that somebody talking? Or is that...
I think we're getting some feedback. Can somebody mute if they're doing feedback?
Okay, is that any better? Yeah.
Yes.
I had it on speakerphone, so it somehow suddenly went crazy. But anyway, as I was saying, I've got our team together for the most part. Let me get to that right quick. You know, a lot of the same players are involved. Aaron is going to be working with my friend Steve Wiswell on co-directing the Welcome Show and the Cascade of Stars. Championships co-director is still Vivica and Nielfred. Renegade Show co-directors will be Keith Nelson and Mark Hayward. Joggling director Emily Carlson is going to do joggling again. Numbers championships, we're still waiting. I was told by Scott Kane and Mary Spar both at Quebec that they were not planning to come to IJA in 2016. However, since the announcement of the increased prize money, both of them are reconsidering that, and so it's possible that we will have both of them back. If not, I've been assured by both of them, they've got the big book that has everything. We've got some people like Fran Favorini who said he'd be willing to help run it next year if we needed, but hopefully we'll get Mary and Scott back. If I need to, I can pull some local talent with Fran, who can just basically assist him since he's the one with the experience. Workshop coordinator, Dave Pawson, I need to confirm with him, but he indicated at Quebec that he would be willing to come back and do it again. Ex-juggling, I confirmed with Jack Calvin. The rest of it is just things that we're not sure about. And I know, Bob, you also emailed me, a week or so ago about the awards committee director position.
Yes.
And as far as I'm concerned, I'm fine with Bob doing that. I know that we've had other people that are no longer available.
Let me just interrupt you.
Sure.
Let me just interrupt so you don't think. Alan Howard has agreed to take it on the board and the
family. Oh, okay.
It would be great. So he is going to
Excellent.
Be the one. I think I'm going to be on the committee, but he is going to head it up.
Yeah.
Fabulous. You know,
Perfect.
He's great.
Perfect. Then I've got him down as confirmed. I'm assuming Mike Sullivan is still going to be our registrar. Thank you, Mike. We've got Dina Scharnhorst is going to do volunteer coordinating again for us. And then I've got our vendor coordinator is going to be a local person named Deb Campbell. I'll try and get some other local people on there as well. I would like to, Bob, while we were talking about the awards committee director, I guess I would like to be included as ex officio. I don't necessarily need a vote, but just to sort of stay in the process and the communications loop.
Yeah, I'll tell Howard or Alan to start contacting you about this, if you won't mind, and like that.
Sure.
But, we've already discussed, I let him know how important it is sometimes, if awardees can come, they can give a workshop or even, be part of a show, but we've got to coordinate that early. That's one reason we want
right.
this stuff.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, it would be great to get the awardees there. That's what we used to do all the time. And if they're not there, it kind of is really reduces the effect.
I agree.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think that pretty much covers what I had. Does anybody have any questions for me?
Oh, I have one question.
Sure.
You were mentioning local people. I assume you mean local Austin people.
Oh, yes. Not that I'm aware of. The closest jugglers I've found are in Las Cruces, which is about an hour away from El Paso over in New Mexico.
Okay. This is Noel. Jim, if you had a pen right now, Alex Corby and Moo Moo Charlene.
Oh, you did give me those names in Quebec, as a matter of fact. And so I do have those written down somewhere, but go ahead and give them to me again. I'm writing them down again.
Alex Corby.
Is that C-O-R-B-I or?
C-Y.
Okay.
C-Y. And then the other one on Facebook, at least, it's Moo Moo Marianne Charlene. And she's a Puerto Rican girl. So, yeah.
And they're in El Paso, proper, right?
Yeah. She studies midwifery, and she's a juggler, and she's done many social circus trips, and she teaches Diablos in schools there.
Okay.
In El Paso.
Great. Yeah, I remember now you telling me about that, and I do have it written down somewhere, but here I've got it written down again, so. Thanks.
You know, Jim? Yeah,
uh-huh.
This is Bob, Jim. We might ask Erin if she could reach out and see if there's anybody, you know, active in Ciudad Juarez. They may be able to drum up some, you know, help or even, you know, word of mouth down there, down the other side of the border.
Sure. Okay. It's all great. Anybody else?
Sounds like that's it.
All right.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Sure,
yeah,
you bet.
You.
I have to get back to dig myself out of the hole that I'm in with my regular job, and I will sign off now. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to contact me anytime.
Great. Thanks again.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, moving right along, YJA report. I did not receive anything from Ellen. I did receive one gentleman, inquiry from one gentleman who was interested in potentially becoming certified, and I just passed him along to Ellen. So hopefully things are going well there, but haven't heard anything in a while. Any discussion on the YJA program? All right. Last I heard, there were a lot of good things coming up. Moving on to eJuggle Report. Scott was kind enough to send this to me. It is attached to the agenda. Any discussion on the eJuggle Report?
I like that he has a lot of writers coming in. I don't know what the push was that helped, but he seemed to ask for it, and it seemed to work, so that's great.
Yeah. There's been a lot of content coming out. I see we even have one person who I hope this becomes a reoccurring thing, but they're drawing, like, little kind of like juggling, like, comic strips. It looks really fun.
Nice.
So, yeah. A lot of fun content coming up. Very cool. Any more discussion on eJuggle?
I'm guessing for the big pay videos, there's no other options. Another video from Patrick West or anybody else. Those have yet to be coordinated for 2016, or anybody like even like I don't know if anybody really. I'm just curious. Any other videos
did you get a chance to read the report in a while?
Yeah, I see Nathan Biggs Penton.
Yeah,
but that's it.
Beyond that, I don't think we have anything. I mean, we're doing the 2013 festival video release as the members only. And then I'm assuming Scott's probably going to follow through with Nathan Biggs Penton's offer, and then probably the 2014 video. But beyond that, I mean, if you have any ideas, you know, shoot them to Scott, definitely. And, you know, if we can make things work. I know he suggested Soul Sticks at one point. I don't know their availability, but I think they went over well at the festival. So if, you know, them or anyone else you think would be a good fit, you know, that would be a good thing to pass on, I think.
Okay.
Cool. Any more discussion on eJuggle, guys? Moving on to membership. The spreadsheet is attached. Any discussion on membership?
I haven't read the, I haven't looked at the spreadsheet. What's the number this month, the basic number, compared to last month?
13 or so, 14, down by about 60 or something.
The total members for the, for September 1st is 1,204. The one thing I would like to mention, or I'm a little curious on the spreadsheet, maybe Mike can answer this, but I'm noticing it actually, the last entry is 10-1-2015. I'm just wondering, is that supposed to be September, or is this like a spreadsheet keeping thing that I'm missing here?
No, I don't know. Let me get Marilyn and have her ask, answer that.
But
go ahead. When I get a hold of her, I'll bring her in.
Okay. No hurry. I was just curious if that was supposed to be the previous month or if, you know, I missed something, but it just extends to 10-1 and has some data there. Cool. Any more discussion on membership while we wait?
I mean, the big question is the same question, which is we need to get more members. And it seems, I don't know, maybe it's the only things really seem to attract membership are the festivals. We get a little input there. And also with special videos by well-renowned people.
I will say this. I think we are poised to get a few new members. One, because we're finally releasing some new videos, particularly the 2013 videos members-only content. But just this week, or last week, I should say, we just finalized our new members insurance policy. So this week we'll begin promoting our new insurance policy. So you can join the IJA and get a deal through Performer's Insurance. I'm hoping that'll, you know, be enough to at least spike in a few new people or returning members, what have you. So that's good news. So beyond that, I mean, if anybody has any ideas for membership or maybe one of these vision planning meetings, we can even have like a brainstorming session if you guys have any ideas you want to kind of develop more, get some feedback on. That's always an option.
I would love to see, this is Shavela, by the way, a post even on our regular IJR Facebook page so that people know they can be members. So we have many followers on the Facebook page, but there's never a post that says, hey, there's exclusive videos and stuff, here's our website, and here's how you become a member. So there's you know, there's 20,000 people on that site. You know, I only know to be a member because I go to the festival. But beyond that, I was following the page and never would have thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very good point. We can definitely slant our copy and make some specific posts to kind of hype up the membership. So, yeah, that's great feedback.
And the membership benefits, of course.
Yes.
Right, even maybe for those preview videos, have a preview of the video there, maybe a teaser, and say, in order to watch the rest of the video, you know, you have to become a member, and just put it right on Instagram or right on Facebook.
Definitely. Good stuff. Okay, I take it Mike is still away. I see no reason to continue to wait, but he can chime in if he gets a hold of Marilyn. Let's move on in the name of time. IRCs, I have not received anything from Erin, but as we mentioned previously, she is very preoccupied and whatnot.
Marilyn says that was a typing mistake, Nathan. Sorry.
Oh, okay, great. So does the the 10-1 represent 9-1 then?
Hang on, let me have her answer your question.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Hi.
Hey, Marilyn, how you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Not too bad, not too bad. Yeah, so I'm just looking at the spreadsheet and just wondering, does the 10-1-2015 figure actually represent the 9-1-2015 figure, or what's going on with that?
Yeah, sorry, that was a typo, I guess. I did that kind of late this afternoon, so.
Okay, that's fine. Can you correct that in the spreadsheet?
Sure, I can do that. Hey, thanks.
Okay, just when you get a chance. But
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilyn. Okay. Moving on. Any more discussion about membership, I guess? Moving on. Again, I mentioned Erin Stevens. Unfortunately, she was unable to make it, and she's dealing with some issues. So there was no IRC report or marketing report. Nonetheless, would anyone like to discuss either of those items? Moving on, we have AMS discussion on the agenda. Do you have anything to report or anything you'd like to discuss, Mike?
Well, let's see. We put in the stuff for the liability insurance coverage. Talking with Aaron about the request for proposal for having a marketing company help us with transition and branding and so on, but nothing decided there yet. You're
right.
Roped in that conversation, Nathan.
You're correct.
And the one other project I'm going to work on this week is putting general ledger codes and QuickBook codes into all of our items on the store so that Afton and Dennis Morrison, our bookkeeper, can do data extracts and feed it right into our bookkeeping system so that we know where every penny comes from and we can reconcile everything a lot easier.
Good. Do you think that'll be a pretty easy thing? That is that something they do, or would you be doing this primarily?
No, we'll do it. There's provisions and features in the AMS system that we have that let us put in QuickBook codes or general ledger codes, and then we can get data reporting and extracting from that for all the items that we sell, including memberships, e-store items, and, of course, festival items. So we didn't ever get to that for the last year's festival, and now we have time, of course, to get it all ready for next year, so it'll be a lot easier for next year.
Perfect. Are there any concerns or security risks involving that?
Oh, no. You know, these are just little data fields that we populate in the items that we already have set up. And then whenever we want, we can just pull a report. You still have to be logged in and be authorized to use the system and all that stuff. So, no, it's all still secure.
Perfect.
Also, we use this for my business, and it it's a shorter meeting with an accountant. And if every single purchase that IJ makes happens via the website, it should be pretty simple at the end of the year.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not sure about, just as an idea for Mike and whoever else deals with the money, a standardized invoicing situation or whatever, like money collected, could also help. So from the other side, that helps me a bunch.
Well, great. Sounds like a great feature to add. Any more discussion on the AMS side of things? Okay. Moving right along to motions for consideration. Motion to accept the revised 2015 second quarter profit and loss statement. Would someone like to make this motion?
Bob will.
Thank you, Bob. Do you have a second?
This is Louie. I'll second.
Thank you, Louie. Okay, moving to discussion. This, I believe, Mike, we were having a dialogue with Dennis about some some figures that he was going to clarify on here, and this is what he ended up sending me. So that's the backstory.
Thanks. It looks a little more organized and together. It was easier for my mind to grab a hold of and look at some of the expenses and the incomes and stuff. I guess we're still waiting on some of the festival information to get the final results on some of those things, but it was a little more clear than what I remember it being last time.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're fortunate that this goes through June, so it doesn't really touch a lot of the festival stuff beyond, you know, the pre-registration and whatnot. So, are there any concerns or discussion with this profit and loss statement? Moving to a vote, does anybody oppose the acceptance of this revised profit and loss statement? Anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. Moving on to motion B, the motion to pay Mike Sullivan's airfare to El Paso to assist with a festival site visit for up to $360 has to be included as part of the 2016 festival budget. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Noel. I'll make the motion.
Hey, Noel. Do we have a second?
Bob will.
Shavela.
I think Bob edged out that time, Shavela.
Gosh, Bob.
Okay. All right. Moving to a discussion. First of all, I think I'd like to give Mike Sullivan the floor in case he wanted to add to this motion any further before we ask any questions. So, Mike, if you want to, you're welcome to speak freely about this.
Well, thanks. Jim, Steve Wiswell, and I are going to be going to El Paso in November, mid-November, for three nights, two full days of meetings. It's the typical pre-conference visit that we do for all of our festivals where Jim, now as festival director, and Steve as his right hand, will meet with all the facility managers and all of our suppliers and talk through and solidify all the details so that during the rest of November, December, and January we can get all the details confirmed and written up and ready to go for opening registration in early 2016. So that's the purpose of the visit. It's customary. It's obviously a good investment. And El Paso has already offered to sponsor the airfare for Jim and Steve from Austin. What we're asking them to pay for my airfare as well. However, it is not customary for them to do that. If they don't come through with it, I'm asking the IJA to pay my airfare. I'll cover all of my other expenses. And, of course, El Paso is going to be covering our lodging and meals while we're meeting with them. So we think this is a good investment, and Jim agrees that it is, so he's agreed to have it put in the budget for next year's fest.
Excellent. Thank you, Mike. Do we have any questions for Mike? Okay. Would the board like to speak freely about anything regarding this motion?
No, it sounds good. It's all thanks, Mike, for making the trip and doing the business.
It'll be a good visit because, of course, I was the guy who went to El Paso in the first place to help qualify him for our fest. So the three of us there together, we can get a lot done in a short amount of time.
Great. Wow, that was interesting timing.
I was just going to ask when the visit was.
It's going to be in November. I don't have the exact date, and I think Mike kind of shook on out of here maybe accidentally. So let's give him about 30 seconds to see if he reemerges, and we can direct any further inquiries to him directly.
I was just curious.
So,
uh,
Good to have you back, Mike. We hit the wrong button and hung up accidentally. So I believe someone did have the inquiry about what the exact dates were. Do you have that information, Mike?
I think he just hung up. It was
he hung up again?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that might have been a recording, too, or something.
Oh, goodness. Never a dull moment, guys. All right, I believe we had one inquiry from Mike. Do you have the exact dates of this visit, Mike? Mike?
Yes, November 13th, 14th, 15th.
Okay, good, good. Any further questions for Mike or discussion? Okay, moving to a vote. Does anybody oppose the approval of the motion to pay for Mike Sullivan's airfare to El Paso to assist with a site visit for up to $360 as to be included as part of the 2016 festival budget? Would anyone like to abstain? Motion passes. Hope you have a good trip, Mike.
Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Moving on. Motion to renew Dennis Morrison's bookkeeper contract for another calendar year. Would someone like to make this motion?
This is Louie. I'll make them.
I think I heard Louie. Do we have a second?
Shavela, second.
Shavela got it. Okay, Louie and Shavela. Moving to discussion. This is a little bit of a tricky issue. Basically, Dennis Morrison is our bookkeeper. He was officially made our bookkeeper in May due to an oversight pretty much on my part. I apologize. His bookkeeping contract actually expired in May of this year. He was under contract from May of 2014 through May of 2015. So I was able to find his original contract, and so I guess the question then becomes, do we want to vote to keep him on as bookkeeper? If so, do we vote for another year, or how do we proceed with this? Obviously, we'd have to work out some sort of deal for all the work he's been putting in since May 2015 up until now, but that kind of becomes the issue. So basically, just wanted to discuss this, and if we wanted to vote for this motion, or if we wanted to do an amendment to this motion, just basically kind of get a solution to what we want to do with Dennis Morrison as our bookkeeper.
I'm going to suggest that you move the yearly renewal date back to October 1st, which I think is what it used to be, which is a good time for the new board to have come on and have a month or two to know what's happening and then be ready to renew, to vote on renewing the contract. That means, of course, we should pay him for May through September of this year, unless there's some objection to that. But I assume he's been working that period and deserves to be paid for it on a
Okay, so you feel it should be October 1st, Martin?
Yeah, and I would say make the contract that you're going to approve right now be from whenever the last contract expired, May something or other, through September 30th of next year, something like that. And that
okay.
Prorate that, expand the amount of money to cover the appropriate number of months at the previous rate per year.
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds reasonable. Does that sound reasonable to everyone else?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That being the case, would we like to make a motion to amend this motion to state just that?
What's the actual expiration date of the previous contract?
The expiration date on the previous contract, it says it's ending on May 31st, 2015.
Okay, so you got to cover June, July, August, and September. That's a third of a year, 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I would add a third. Are you going to say the contract amount here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's attached, but it says The compensation is listed for this particular contract at $9,504 per year, paid in monthly increments of $792 to be issued the last day of the month. So I suppose we could just agree on the continued rate of $792 per month.
That sounds good. Just add four months worth of that into the contract.
Okay. Trying to think of the best way to word this into a motion. Okay, I guess I will make a motion to amend the above motion. And so I would like to have the motion to renew Dennis Morrison's bookkeeper contract for a sum of $792 per month, going back from June 1st of 2015, going through September 30th of 2016.
Sounds good.
Okay. Paid month 792. Okay. Let me just make sure this is correct here. Amendment, the contract will be set for prorate payment. Okay. Just a correction on that prorate, it's $792 per month. Cool, thank you, Noel. 6/1/2015, and that's going to go through 2016, so 9/30/2016 per month. So that'll go through next year. Okay. Does everyone agree that motion amendment is satisfactory?
Yeah.
You want to put in the total dollar amount?
Total dollar amount? I suppose we could do that. So, $792 times 16 equals $12,672.
That's what I get.
Yep, and I would put in the amendment that this is for a total of 16. Okay, sound good, guys?
Yes.
All right, Shavela, would you like to second this amendment?
Totally seconding it.
Whoa, totally seconding it. I totally like that. Cool, okay. Let the record state that Shavela has seconded this amendment. Moving on to discussion. The only thing I would like to say further is we have the terms outlined. Does anyone have any comments specifically on Dennis in terms of his performance? Are we satisfied, basically, I guess, if we want to proceed with this contract?
I mean, I haven't been here long enough to know. As long as he's open to feedback and changing things, I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's doing a good job. His communication, I think, could use some improvement. But as far as the work he does, I think it's very well done, and I think he's very qualified, and so I'm for this. Any further discussion? Moving to a vote. Does anybody oppose the motion to approve Dennis Morrison as the bookkeeper with the amended motion from 6/1/2015 to 9/30/2016 for a total of $792 per month with a total of $12,672 for services rendered as IJ bookkeeper. Does anybody oppose this motion? Does anybody abstain from voting? Motion passes. I will confirm with Dennis that he is, in fact, still interested in the above time frame, and I will get a new contract signed and uploaded for record on our drive. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Moving on to Varia. Just wanted to touch upon a couple issues that we discussed at our vision planning meeting last week, and I just wanted to get some updates as well as more feedback in case we have more people here, which we do. So I'd like to start off with the area of IJA officer positions. And I believe Louis has been working very hard and doing a lot of great things. So why don't you give us a quick update, Louis?
It hasn't been too crazy, but I have I copied and pasted all of our stuff. They were in individual documents, each position. So I copied, reformatted those, and then I recently emailed out to all the officers their current write-off and asked them for any changes or any modifications that would be necessary to kind of make it fit what they're doing these days. And the few people who we don't have one for, I asked them to give some highlights and some overview, and then I'll reformat those and kind of hit those and just kind of keep moving along with it. I've gotten feedback from a few people, and once I start to get more feedback and get those filled out more, they'll be up there for us to review and move forward with as we're looking for new officers.
Excellent. Are you missing any descriptions, or how many, I guess you should say?
I am a small handful, and then some of those are, I'm not quite sure, like on the merchandise person, we don't quite have a magazine anymore, so it would be mainly DVD and stuff. And then there's a couple more I need to fill out or find the people who are doing it and have them fill it out. And again, I left the people who are involved in the actual festival, we don't have write-ups for them, but I think that's we find people to fill that. We don't quite have an officer write-up, even though they're quasi-officer. See you, Nathan.
Uh-oh.
But it's coming along. I think, it's not we need it right now. A lot of those positions are already filled. But I think for the positions that are not filled, to have a little something written up is good. And then, like I said to Nathan at the vision planning, it would be nice to have a selling proposition on each one of those officer positions, so it isn't just kind of the bland facts about it, but here's how your contributions help the IJA on there. So we try to sell it to new people that can be like, okay, this is a good thing I can help contribute. It's not just filling in grunt work, even though that's some of the process, but give them a little bit of, hey, this is a cool way you can help the IJA.
Sounds good. Now, where's Nathan?
Yeah, come on back. We got to end this.
Sorry about that, guys. You still there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dropped off. My apologies. So, looking good, Louis?
Looking good. Just telling the gang that I'll keep moving ahead with it, keep trying to fill it out, and we can use it to help get more volunteers to fill up those last few positions.
Okay. Yeah, and I would suggest if you absolutely can't find anyone to do any explanations, maybe post on the Board Plus forum, and I think collectively we can kind of flesh out expectations and descriptions to the best of our abilities, and I think that will suffice nicely.
Great. Good idea.
I guess on that note, when do we want to start promoting officer positions with new people? I know we've been reaching out to... Are we doing that already? I know we reached out to existing officers. Have we reached out, started promoting the vacant officer position?
I think in the e-newsletter there's always something in there about it.
Yeah.
I don't know about the last one, if it was pushed hard or just kind of a soft thing in the background.
Okay. Maybe I'll talk to Aaron about promoting that on Facebook a little bit more.
Great.
Cool. Hello?
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, Nathan, I need to run right now. I'm sorry. It's been a little over an hour.
That's all right. No, well, we're pretty much done anyway, but thanks for sticking around for the motion.
Yeah, let me know. Meeting.
All right. Thanks, Noel.
All
right, bye. Sounds good, guys. Moving on to Honorary Award Committee Chair. It sounds like we are in a good position, and we already touched upon this a bit, but if you want to go into any more detail, Bob, we'd love to hear what's going on with this. You say Alan stepped up?
Yes, I reached out to him after our discussion last time, and he is
been on the committee for, oh, I don't know, probably a decade.
Wow.
Very nice. Obviously, he's, you know, used to be editor of the magazine. So, I mean, he's got a lot of knowledge of history, what's going on. He himself is a performer, so he knows what's currently going on. So, and he's got a lot of connections, which is nice, because a lot of times, well, you know, I mean, for those who don't know, I was chair of the committee for a few years, and then I've been on it for probably the last decade, too. But one of the problems is everybody's got an idea who's great to ask, but, you know, it's hard to ask them if nobody knows, you know, knows them personally. You know, it's just kind of like, well, you know, it's very awkward. He knows a lot of people and has a lot of connections, so that makes it a lot easier to reach out. I told him he could select his own committee, which is the norm. I have no idea. He just accepted this morning, so I'm not sure who he's going to ask. He said he might want me on it again, which is fine with me, but he will do a great job. He understands, you know, that it's better to have the awardees show up, and I think he is in a better position to ask some of them and not hurt feelings to say, you know, could you be present to get it? You know, that's one of the things, because a lot of times nobody knows them well enough to, you know, and it's very awkward to say, well, you know, give me an award if you come, you know, so it's
kind of, right.
Approach that subject carefully. So, yeah, I think if everybody's satisfied with that, that'd be great.
Absolutely, and, you know, I for one think it's not only beneficial to have a board member on the Honorary Awards Committee chair, but I think it would be excellent, Bob, if he did choose you, because I think you would be great to continue on in this role as part of the committee.
Thank you.
That being said, does he know how many people are going to be on this committee?
Well, normally we have probably 3 to 4. Four more is ideal, because then that breaks any ties, because believe it or not, there are some contentious moments.
Really?
So it's good to have, you know, a tiebreaker in there. Sometimes we can't, things happen. So normally it's 4 of the members, and then Jim Maxwell will want to monitor it, which is, I'm sure, fine with Alan. That'd be great to coordinate, because sometimes the director doesn't want to know anything about it. It makes it a little awkward for us, because as Martin has said in the past, when none of the awardees show up, it really loses its meaning.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, it sounds like we're on a good track. Do you think it would be possible, Bob, to, do you think it's feasible that Alan could have his list of names, ready, approved, and submitted to the board by mid-October for our next board meeting to approve them?
I would assume so. I will touch base with him, like I say. I know he had a real busy weekend, and, you know, he just got back to me this morning. And, but yeah, and I like to say again, he's got so many connections. I think he just has to kind of decide to work with and who honestly has the time, because there's a lot of qualified people, but, you know, like Vivica, we've always wanted her on it, but she's also in charge, you know, of the show sometimes, the competitions, you know, and so it makes it very difficult, because, she's involved with that, so she doesn't want to take on too much. So, sometimes, like I say, the committee can be as few as 3 people. It just depends on interest and who's willing to do it, because we do want people who are somewhat qualified to know something about the background of this. So,
sure.
But yeah, still have everybody in set.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Any more discussion on this issue? Okay. Sounds good, guys. Any more discussion on anything? Cool. Moving to set our October meetings. Let's see. Does anybody have any conflicts on any Mondays? We could do 2 weeks on October 5th for the vision planning meeting, or we could go to the 12th. I think the 5th would be nice. Will that work for everybody?
The 5th will not work for me. I'll be in a development conference.
Okay,
that's probably the only Monday that does not work. The rest are wide open.
Okay, would you rather do the 12th then?
Hello, 5th, maybe?
Sure. Okay, we'll go for October 12th for the vision planning meeting. I'm trying to type this in here. Noelle is gone. Oh, you got it for me. Thank you. And that's going to be at our usual time of 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. for the business meeting, we could do the 19th. That's the week after. Or if you wanted to go late, we could try the 26th. Do we have a preference either way? Let's shoot for the 19th then, if everyone's okay with that.
Great.
So we'll go October 19th, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Excellent, guys. Last but not least, moving to adjournment. Would someone like to make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
I think it's the last and the least.
Last and the least. Fair point, Martin. Last and the least. Does anyone want to make a motion to adjourn tonight's meeting?
This is Shavala. I will move.
I heard Shavala. She got the last word in for the night. We'll go with that. We do not need a second to adjourn. Does anyone want to discuss the adjournment? I think we're all on the same page here. That being the case, we move to a vote. Does anybody oppose adjourning tonight's meeting? Would anybody like to abstain from voting on the adjournment tonight's meeting? Cool, guys. Meeting is officially adjourned at 8:52 p.m. Eastern Time. Great. A lot done, guys.
Thanks.
Really appreciate you sticking it out, and we'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.